start with giving you a quick overview on the variability of winter oilseed rape yields and the corresponding nitrogen problems, and a short general introduction on the optical properties of crop canopies. After this, I will try to explain you our method, how we derived new vegetation indices in a systematic way, and then I will show you some of my results. At the end, I would like to give you an example on how we applied those vegetation indices into practice. So actually, you should see now, this is a yield map, a typical yield map for northern Germany, and you can see that we have areas of low yield, like indicated with the green color, and we have areas of high yield. And since this field has been fertilized with a uniform amount of fertilizer, you can easily imagine that we do have surpluses in those low yield areas. And those surpluses might tend to drain over the winter time by rain. And according to the European Water Framework Directive, we should prevent or limit those pollutants into the groundwater. So there are different ways to meet this demand. We decided for site-specific fertilization, which is determined by crop end demand. And this, in turn, will be defined by the potential yield and the current crop canopy, which can be characterized by the green area index, the shoot dry matter, and the shoot N amount. This N demand is met by the N fertilization, the mineralization rate, and the soil mineral N. And since the N fertilization is the factor we can influence site-specifically, we should gain information, site-specific information on the current crop canopy. And since the crop canopy influences the reflectance, we can in turn use the reflectance to estimate those crop canopy parameters. But how does the reflectance now react on differently crop canopies? Here we can see four different spectra gained by or achieved by four differently treated crop canopies. I took this measurement at the end of April before, as a short time before flowering. And as you can see, we have in this area, in the red area of the visible light, we have a decrease of reflectance caused by a higher production of chlorophyll for the high fertilized crop canopy. And in the near infrared light, you can see that the spectrum reacts inversely. Here causes a higher production of biomass, an increase in reflectance. If you want to compare now those spectra, you don't compare the whole spectrum, but you pick some wave bands. And this concept is called, as you heard before, vegetation indices, which are by definition spectra for chromatical factors, which show correlation to crop canopy parameters like GAI, DM shoot, and N shoot. These can be derived by single or by combinations of multiple wave bands, and two easy ways to combine them are either a simple ratio, where you divide two different wave bands, or you divide the difference of two wave bands by the sum of them, which is called the normalized difference index. So we now investigated several vegetation indices on their correlation or on their estimation power to crop canopy parameters. And we did this by setting up a field try in the harvest years 2005 and 6, and we tried to produce measurable differences by four different end treatments, and the destructive and non-destructive sampling took place twice before winter and weekly from the beginning of plant growth in spring until the beginning of the flowering period. The measurements were accomplished by the Handyspec field from the Tech5 Corporation, and if you measure, you gain such a spectrum as you saw before, and this is the resolution you gain by this tool. We gain 61 wave bands in an area from 400 to 1,000 nanometers. So what we did now is combining or forming all possible wavelengths combination and tested them on their correlation to crop canopy parameters. I can show you this exemplarily for the parameter N shoot on the NDI 780 and 740. And as you can see, we gained, or we achieved a quite good correlation coefficient, and the root mean square error showed a prediction error of 2.1 gram per square meter, which means 21 kilogram per hectare. Since doing this for all possible wavelength combination, which sum up to more than 3,500 gained by 61 wave bands, it's a whole lot to do. So we developed a program which automatically forms all possible wavelength combination and calculates the linear regression to the crop canopy parameter and gives out a matrix with the corresponding correlation coefficient. So the NDI, or the correlation coefficient, can be found in this area. But since this matrix is not so clear, and for a better understanding of the functionality and the interaction of the wave bands, we derived or transferred this matrix into a color scheme. And again, the index I showed you before can be found on this spot. So what you can see now is that we gain highest correlation coefficient by combinations of two near-infrared wave bands in this area. And looking again at the spectrum from two differently treated crop canopies, you see that exactly in this area we find high differences. So the near-infrared light is very sensitive on differences in the canopy, and this is caused because those longer wave bands won't be absorbed or reflected at the surface, so they can go deeper into the crop and therefore detect parameters like biomass, which lay closer to the ground. So what we did now is picking several or some indices from this region. So we choose the NDI 780 and 740, this NDI 750 and 740, and the simple ratio of 780 and 740. But we also investigated commonly used indices, which are mostly used for cereal crops and not for winter oilseed rape. And you can see two of them like in this area. And so now I want to come to the results. Here I can show you the root mean square error again as a prediction error. And the commonly used indices range from 2.5 up to 4.5 gram per square meters, and the prediction error of the newly derived indices is much lower, on about 2.1 gram per square meter. The corresponding correlation coefficient of the commonly used indices range from 0.2 up to 0.7, and again the newly derived indices show better or a higher correlation coefficient. So now we wanted to test these results on an independent validation data set, which show difference in two varieties, six different end treatments, and two different sowing dates. Again, the destructive and non-destructive sampling took place twice before winter and twice after winter. So what we did now by validation is we tested the estimated crop canopy parameter on the measured one. Here you see it from the NDI 750 to 740, and again we calculated the correlation coefficient and the root mean square error. And you see it's about the same result as for the calibration data set. We have a lower prediction error of the newly derived indices, and the ripe showed the best result for the commonly used one. So if we want to apply this method now into practice, we cannot take measurements with the Handyspeck field anymore, because we have to gain information on a field-wide scale. And we choose to do this with the Yara field scan, which you can see here on the rooftop, which works analogical to the Handyspeck field. So we did this in last fall, and out of the information we estimated by the simple ratio of 780 to 740, the end shoot, so the amount of nitrogen in the plants, and by an fertilization algorithm we derived out of this map an N application, and so we fertilized this spring according to this N map, N amount map. So unfortunately, I can't show you any results concerning the yield on the corresponding yield because we didn't achieve the yield map before I got here. So at the end, I would like to sum up my presentation for you. At the beginning, I told you that we wanted to use reflectance measurement for estimating crop canopy parameters, which we want to use for site-specific fertilization. I showed you that we identified new vegetation indices, which were mostly or mainly gained by the near-infrared light. Those indices achieved high correlation to crop canopy parameters by calibration and during the validation. I showed you that those indices were applicable to estimate crop canopy parameters. And a first realization of these new indices into practice already started. Thanks for your attention.